not for wicked purposes. I just want to be near it. You know, if there's a possibility to live forever. And God knows, well, how many universes are out there that could be? If God is unlimited in his power, he could have an unlimited number of universes. And what could be out? I don't know. I have no idea. I want to know. And there's no way I want to go down to darkness, to death, and miss out on that if there's any chance. And that's what I think. You know what? You know, people, I think people are funny. Like, I have a tendency towards unbelief. And I think people who are atheists and agnostics, I think they're funny. Because to them, not appearing a fool is more important. You know what I mean? Like, they don't want to look stupid now. So they feel like it's important to say, I know there's no God. Even though we have no way of telling. We have no way of telling. Because, you know what I mean? It's like, well, you don't consider all the possibilities. I mean, maybe God just doesn't like you. So he doesn't reveal himself to you. You know, maybe you just don't understand. Maybe you're blind, blah, blah, blah. You know, they don't consider all these things. And then, so they just take this very narrow view of like, I'm going to show everyone how smart I am, that I'm going to say, I know there is no invisible man. When the invisible man might be smiling right behind you. So to speak. And I'm using this, I speak as a fool a bit. You know, and to me, it is just, I don't get it, because it's like, my thought is like, well, you know, you can appear smart, but once we're all dead, no one's going to be able to tell the difference between us. You know that, right? But there'll be the books left over. Yeah, but eventually all the books are going to burn when the sun goes supernova and we're all toast. So to me, I have this one shot at life, and this book is here, and it claims to offer the secrets of eternal life. And I am going to pursue it. And I have pursued it. And I believe it. But there's a very pragmatic side of me that says, no, that I want... I'd be stupid to pass this up. I would. Some people, I know, they don't see it, they don't get it, they don't, you know, there's a whole mental block that comes about. And I thank God that he put it into my heart to seek out these things. To be willing to believe them, and to be willing to consider possibilities, and to be willing to consider things beyond what I can see, beyond what the senses reveal, because there's no logical reason to assume that the five senses we possess are all the things that can be perceived in the universe. What foolishness! What if there was like, you know, I mean, you know, like they talk about third eye. I mean, you know, it sounds like mumbo jumbo, but only because you are so limited. We don't have anything more than our five senses. Yeah, but if we had no nose, where would be the smelling? Oh, your tongue, I know. I'm just saying. If we had no nerve endings and couldn't feel anything, how would we describe feeling? Touch. Like when you put your hand on something, you're actually able to perceive the you know, you can actually feel it. What if you had no feeling? You know, you'd, and someone would say, what are you crazy? Everything's just numbness. Right? There are things that could be beyond our perception. Why do we assume that we came with every possible detection tool? What fools! You think you can perceive everything? You think you evolved from little slime, right? That had no eyes and couldn't see. Well, then eventually came along creatures that did see. And you have eyes, and you have ears, and you have nose, and you have mouth, and you have touch. But you don't see or hear anything beyond that which is seeable. And I say see or hear because those are the only ways I can express it. We don't have words for, you know, ESP. I don't have ESP. I don't sense, you know, I don't sense it and all that. I don't have those sensory organs to sense things beyond the perception we have. But what if there was another organ growing out of the top of our head that could pick up radio waves? And we could perceive radio waves through our head. Yeah, we have radios. I mean, that's again another kind of sound, so to speak. It's waves. I'm just saying, just because we've built instruments to detect certain things doesn't mean that's everything that could be detected. And you talk about the spirit, and people, oh, spirit, mumbo jumbo, blah, 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 blah. Yeah, well, you know, go ahead and dismiss it. But I'm just saying, for me, it would be utter foolishness to let this pass me by. What's the point? I gotta suffer through this life a little while. And, I can't think of a better way to occupy my time than to seek the living God. If perchance, I might be granted eternal life. I can't think of a better way to pass my time. To which of the angels said he at any time, sit at my right hand till I make thy enemies thy footstool. And you give that offer to angels? No. They are all ministering spirits sent forth to minister for them who shall be heirs of salvation. That is the purposes of angels, ministering spirits. And in the world, they are sent forth to minister to them who are heirs of salvation. And I'm not going to go all deep into that. I don't, you know, angels minister. Angels serve. They do duties. They do things. I've never been in contact with an angel or anything like that that I'm aware of. That's the thing. Things can happen without our awareness. No, I like the way he speaks of us, though. Them who shall be heirs of salvation. God already knows who shall be heirs. You know, who shall be heirs? It's not according to us who will it, or us who do it, but according to God who shows us mercy, who gives our minds the ability to believe. Because faith does not always come easy. Like that, I say, the more wisdom you have in the world, the harder faith is to come by, because the world is set up in such a way as to distract and destroy faith. And you could disagree, that's fine, but I'm just saying, look at people around you. Look at the wisest people in society and see how few of them be in the faith. And I mean in the faith.